matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Drew, kind of confusing thing you have cooking here with Mindy. See what I did? Like, you like that?
Well, why? Because, like where we work or yes. Whatever?
Yes, exactly. You work at a restaurant together, right? Cooking, right? See, yeah. Anyway, all right. Now that we're all on the same page and I'm bombing, how's that going?
Well, man, I thought it was going good, but it's really weird. So, yay me.
Okay.
Do you know what happened here? Like, is it obvious or you said you had some kind of history, I guess, minus work, you mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's that about?
Right.
Well, yeah. So when we've been out, I don't know, maybe twice, a couple of times. I don't know. It's just one of those things. You know how it is. You work together, you hang out together, you party together. It's kind of, it's just that nothing is ever really defined.
Okay, so your history is still involved. I thought you knew each other before working together, but okay. You were trying to maybe define something, but you were hesitant because of the situation. Was there a rule against this within the company? Or like, what's the deal?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, not to my knowledge. And honestly, I hadn't given it much thought. But yeah, there's rules. It's just hard to explain working in a restaurant if you've never done it. It's just different.
Is that across the board? Does it depend on the restaurant? Like, I imagine there's some places that would take this really seriously.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure. I don't think it's everywhere. You probably have some bakery somewhere where they have a real, like, hardcore HR lady or something. But that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, we don't have someone like that. Most people have hooked up where I work.
Oh.
Yeah, it's almost like it's an expectation. Mm. yeah, it sucks, especially if you want it to be more than that. And then it doesn't work out for one reason or another. You still have to see that person, and work's just not that much fun after that.
Right.
And eventually, well, you know, one of you leaves and goes somewhere else, or someone new and hot is hired.
Oh.
And
oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a whole cycle.
Well, I mean, that's got to be tough to navigate.
Well, yes and no. You know, you just got to make sure it's the other person that quits. You got to hold out, you know.
Wait. Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
As someone who clearly has been through this, sounds like maybe a few times, you messaging us means you're upset about how this went down. So what you guys have was somehow different from what you had with the others?
Well, yeah, in a way. Mostly because, because she's just, I don't know. All I can tell, this job is just temporary for her.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And she is a really, really cool girl. She just started a few months ago, and well, we ended up getting scheduled for the same shifts, and we just vibed. And then it all fell to
meaning what?
It all fell apart.
No, I got that. But like, how? Like, how did it fall apart?
Oh, well, I got to tell you, she just straight up stood me up. You know, we were supposed to try this new place that just opened up across town. You know, we were going to grab some drinks and catch a movie or something. But nothing. And I just waited there like for over an hour before
wow.
I realized, yeah, before I realized, okay, she's not showing up.
Right.
What's up?
I was worried. You know, I was about to start calling hospitals because I never thought in a million years she would do
wow.
that.
Yikes.
Man.
Yeah. So what did I do? I tried to reach out. You know, I want to just see what the heck is going on, and nothing. I haven't heard back from her at all, not since then.
Okay, and then thoughts? I mean, how do you plan on salvaging this? Because I don't know. That seems pretty cut and dry. And
not in a good way.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I get that, and I hate to say it, but my best guess is that someone's blocking me, and I feel like that's, I don't know, fixable?
What do you mean? How's that?
You know, I could fix it, you know, with this date.
No. The bit before that.
Yeah.
About the...
Oh, you're blocking. Well, yeah, y'all can't say
any of those.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's my bad. I'll just stop. I'm just saying. I guess it's a bunch of haters are just yapping it up in the kitchen talking.
Okay.
They're going soft in my game.
Are they?
And yeah, they're just causing problems where there weren't any problems, like for no other reason except for their personal enjoyment or whatever.
That's
weird. Yikes.
Yep. But man, you know, it just comes with the territory.
That's some rough territory. Let's get her on the phone and see if we can sort this out. We'll talk to Mindy coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Drew and Mindy, I also thought they had a history that extended beyond work, but that's fine.
Okay.
But they've been out. He likes her more than, say, the usual restaurant-type hookup. Of which he's had many.
He seems very, very seasoned.
Very experienced in that area. Mm-hmm. But he does want this to lead somewhere. He really likes Mindy. So we wanted to get her on the phone and figure out what we can do to help overcome this issue. And I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Mindy?
Who's that?
Hey, Mindy, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're actually calling you with this date night package that we give away. So this is a prize that we do. You'd get to pick whatever you want to do, wherever you go. We'll pay for everything.
Wait, can you slow down?
Yes.
Did I sign up for this? Or like, how did you get my number?
So it's like a free night out from a radio station, right? And someone emailed us about you, which is how we got your info, okay? So the only way you get this little dream date is if you agree to take him with you, him being the gentleman who entered you.
Wait a second. Who would do that?
Hey, Mindy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's Drew, Mindy. Surprise. It's Drew.
Yes.
What? Drew? Are you serious?
We are.
Yeah. Just to get this out there, we know you stood him up, Mindy, and he has theories about that, but...
Well, you know, I just want to know what happened, okay, Mindy? Like, what's going on? This whole thing just came out of the blue, and it's got me worried, you know, I thought we were good.
Yes, we know there's a lot going on here, but is there a particular reason as to why you wouldn't want to take this date?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I really liked him. I did, but that all changed.
I swear, Toby was talking, man. Mindy, I told you not to listen to that creep.
Bunch of yappers.
Okay, no, I have actually no idea what you're talking about. I'm talking about how you quote-unquote called in sick that night and just left me completely hanging.
Sorry?
Yeah, this just decided he wanted a night off, I guess. It didn't even bother sending me a heads up or anything. He knew we were working together. Like, he covered his by calling the boss, I guess, but
right.
Too late to get a replacement or anything.
Oh,
and I don't know what it was, maybe graduation parties or something, but we were slammed the whole night. I never got out of the weeds. I think I'm still in them.
Yeah.
And that didn't sit well with me. So I decided to give him a taste of his own medicine.
Really?
What do you mean? What do you mean a taste of my own medicine?
You know good work. I no-showed to our date. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh. Okay.
All I did was take a night off. I just took a night off. Jeez, and I'm sorry I didn't call you, but, you know, you can't be upset about this. Come on.
You decided you didn't want to come in. There's the difference.
Right.
And we all remember you complaining about that schedule in particular. It's a hard job. It's a hard enough job without someone like you making it harder because you've got a hangover.
Okay, fine. So what, now we're even? You were inconvenienced. I looked like an idiot. You're square. So let's just call it being even and just quit being ridiculous about this.
We are not even close. I don't want to date you after this. I can't be with somebody who's that unreliable. You can't just, like, show up to work because you not show up to work because you don't feel like it.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. Just Mindy, lighten up. It was a day off. You're not for real right now.
That's not a day off. That's a massive red flag.
Look, I am not completely unreliable. That's hilarious. I just skipped work. Okay, and I'm sorry.
Only because you got caught. This is a sign about what kind of guy you are, and I just don't like it. You're immature and lazy, and I don't want to be involved with either of those traits. Wow. I'm just glad I saw it early.
Okay, well, it sounds like a no. Drew, sorry to hear that. But guys, thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate it.